Dafnun Ches, we're on the bottom of Nun Zanim Beis. The Mishnah said a Shemer Chinam is in a Nishba for his Pshia, and a Shemer Socher that we said there's not going to be Chayving in Eben Aveda. By the fourth items we had in the Mishnah, that is a Shtar, whether we're talking about a Karka, we're talking about an Eved, and we're talking about Hegdish. And we're going to focus on the Hegdish. It says, we have a Kasha from a Gemara in Shkolim. The Gemara in Shkolim says, so people in the city over Shchedish Adar, they start collecting the shkolim for the new year, the new financial year of the Beis Hamikdash, to bring the korbanos. So normally they would send all their shkolim to Yerushalayim, they would gather them up into the room, and then three times the other Mishnah in Shkolim explains they would do what they call trumas halishka. They would take money out to buy the new korbanos. They would do it before Pesach, before Sukkot, before Shavuos, etc. Now, obviously, if you think about it, when they take the money out, they're not taking all the money. They don't need all that money necessary for those korbanos. The leftover money we know gets used for other things. So they would take a certain amount of money out to go buy korbanos. So what? If your coin wasn't in that amount of money that was taken out, you weren't included in the korbanos sibra, obviously the halacha is not like that. Obviously they have in mind that everybody is going to have ke'ilu have a chelek for the korbanos sibur. So here we have a situation where people sent their shkolim, v'nignimu ha'shavdu, and on the way, the money gets stolen, gets lost. Stuff happened. So now what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says as follows. Imishinitruma hatruma, meaning that they only found out that the coins were stolen and didn't make it to Yerushalayim already after, let's say, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, they would take the first truma. So before, after Erev Pesach, they found out that the money was gone and never made it there. So the halacha is, nishboyan legizbarim, the halacha is that the people who sent the money do not have to change the money. They do not have to give more money. The Gizbar, when he is Tarim, the Lishka, has in mind, as we'll see in the Gemara B'Mshech, has in mind for anybody who sent their money, who thinks their money got there. If the money got there already, great, beautiful. If the money did not get there, but the money was on the way, and they don't know yet that it was stolen or lost, that's already also, he has in mind, that they should have a chelik for the karbanis, in which case they don't have to send more money. So now, the person who lost the money, the shliach who lost the money, the post office, whatever it is, who lost the money on the way, they don't owe, they're not, the Tayin Venitan over here is not between the shliach and the person sending the shkolim. It's between the shliach and the Beis HaMikdash. So Nishboyan LeGizbarim, he has to make a shvua to the Gizbar. So first of all, obviously we see that you're making a shvua over here to get yourself out, that you're saying that wasn't your fault, etc., to Hegdish. We just said in the Mishnah, you don't make a shvua. Shem Echinam does not make a shvua by Hegdish. That's going to be the Maris Kasha. The Mishnah continues, Vim Lav, if they found out before they would turn the lishka. So the people realized the money had not made it. So then the people have to replace the money. They don't have in mind. If you know for sure your money did not make it to Yerushalayim before they return the lishka, it doesn't count. And it's not going to make it. So then Nishbayin the Bnei Yair. Then the opposite. Then the din is, the dion over here is between the shliach and the people who sent the money. And the people who sent the money who didn't make it, and again they found out before they returned the lishka, they have to replace the money now. The Mishnah just continues, nimtzu, if they find the money, then the money was lost, or if the God of who stole the money now gives back the money after the Bnei Yair already replaced it, so elu be'elu shkolamim. So both the original money that they now found or that was returned by the Ganav and the new money that the Bnei Yair sent all have a din of kedusha shkolim. You can't say, well, since it ended up, we ended up paying twice, so the money, the second money will go for next year. No, it doesn't work like that. You gave it this year, it rolls into like the taklan chadetin, the takan atikin bucket, in which case it's used for other things, but lamaisa, they don't give it, they do pay a second time, it just doesn't count for the next year. So what do we see over here? Lamaisa, we see that you make, the Mishnah says clearly you're making a shvua. Now, our Mishnah clearly said you don't make a shvua when it comes to Hegdish. So how can this Mishnah say you make a shvua? So Amar Shmuel says, Hacha b'naisei sachar askinon, we're talking about a shemer sachar. A shemer sachar wants to get paid. V'nishpoyen litol scharon. They're not making a shvua to become chayav a potter. And chenama, we said in the Mishnah, when it comes to Hegdish, there's not going to be any din, they're not going to be chayav again, even aveda, they don't have to make a shvua. But they want to get paid. They were hired to bring the money, and they want to get paid for the work that they did. Therefore, they have to make a shvur. Rashi says that it wasn't their fault. They have to make a shvur. They don't have the chayfet hiding somewhere, and they didn't steal it, etc. Now, first of all, we see this is what we normally call an ishbayin v'neitlin, right? They're not making a shvur to become putter. They're actually going to make a shvur to collect money. So some sort of shvur, drabanam astam, that we have in here in place. Now, obviously, the obvious kasha is, as the Gemara is about to ask in a few minutes, Rashi just points it out now in case you're wondering, they didn't do their job, right? You were hired to bring the money to the Beis HaMikdash. Now you want to come get paid, but you never did your job. The money never made it. So maybe you're not chayiv to reimburse the money that was lost. Fine. But Lamaisa, you didn't do your job, so you can't tell me you want to get paid. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha in a minute. Says the Gemara. The Gemara has a different kasha first. Yachi nishbayin legizbarim. If you tell me that the shvua over here is not whether they're chayiv apata to reimburse the money. The shvua is they don't want to get their payment. Who's paying the shliach? The shliach is paid by the bnei ir. The shliach is not being paid by the gizbar. The gizbar does not pay the shliach to go collect the money. The bnei ir pay the shliach to bring the money to the Beis HaMikdash. So why does the Mishnah say that the nishbayin legizbarim livnei ir mi bayle? They should be making a shvua that they didn't steal the money. It's not their fault to collect their wages from the bnei ir, not from the gizbarim. So I'm a rabbi, you're right. Nishban livnei ir b'mamad gizbarim. When it said nishban legizbarim, it really doesn't mean nishban legizbarim. Really, they're making the shvua according to this teretz of the Gemara to the bnei ha'ir to be able to collect their wages. But since the ma'aser this affects the gizbarim, so we have the gizbarim there. But it's not really a shvua to the gizbarim at all. It's really a shvua to bnei ir to collect their wages. It says the Gemara, why? Ki eched doloi nechashdinu, so that the gizbarim don't suspect them of stealing the money. Because the ma'aser in this case, in the first case of the Mishnah, Beis HaMikdash is losing the money. They don't get the money. So you don't have to swear to the gizbar directly, but you have to do it in front of the gizbar so they won't be chayshed you. So the rumor doesn't go out that people think these people are not good shlichim. No, it's not their fault. They did the best job they can, whatever it is. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a case where we're talking about a shemer sacher, okay? We're talking about a case where it got stolen or it got lost. Now, a shemer sacher ben gemav edichiv mechayv. Normally, a shemer sacher accepts responsibility if the object gets stolen or lost. Now, v'achanami ni d'shlumi lemishalmi. I understand in this case that they don't have to pay back to the bnei who sent them, because we're talking about something of hegdish. We said by dinah hegdish is no dinah shemer sacher pays again aveda. But agrayu mil afsid. But they shouldn't still get paid for their work. They didn't do their job. Whatever you want to say, they didn't do their job. So, Maman of Shach, what are they making the shvua for? A shvua, whether they're chayev or not chayev, that they don't do because it's hektish. Our Mishnah says you don't make a shvua by hektish. To make a shvua to get their payments, to get their wages, they didn't do their job. So what are they making a shvua for? Some rabbi, no, you misunderstood the case. We're talking about, that, like you said, that they're making a shvua to get their wages. We're talking about nignivu belista mezuyim. It wasn't their fault that it was stolen. It was stolen by armed robbers, which is not considered a gneva. That's considered a oinus. Avdu shetavas vinas v'yam. The boat sank, and therefore that's also considered an oinus, in which case they do get their wages. We were hired to protect these things in the normal fashion. We did our job. Yes, an oinus happened and the money did not make it to Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't matter. You still have to pay us. Oh, you want us to pay you? You have to make a shvua, at least a shvua drabanan, to the bnei ir, but b'mamana gizbarim, that you didn't steal it and that it really an oinus happened, in which case you'll be taka pater. But in a chami, it's not a kasha tar mishnah. They're not making a shvua to be pater, because of course they're going to be pater anyways, because we're talking about hegdish. Ibyachin tries another teretz. Hamani Reb Shimini. Remember, we had a sheet in the Mishnah that even though by Kudshim we said these halachas don't apply of Shua, etc. But Reb Shimini said if it's Kudshim Dechai Bechusan, then we're Kudshim Dechai Bechusan, Yesh Lamainav and Ishbay Malin. Reb Shimini said if it's money that is going to affect you, like we said, if you say Hare Alai and you're going to bring a carbon, and we said the halacha is if the carbon gets lost, you have to replace that carbon. Which case, this animal that, even though it belongs to Hegdish, does have a financial effect upon you. Reb Shimini said if it has a financial effect upon you, then the halacha is you do make a Shua on such an animal because it's considered like yours somewhat. So maybe over here also says Abiyachran. When you're sending the shkolim, if the money gets lost, we said, depends when it got lost, we'll see in a second, but if the money gets lost, basically, then you have to reimburse hektish, which means this hektish money does have a financial effect upon you. If it does have a financial effect upon you, according to Reb Shimon, it has a regular din shvir because it's considered ke'ilu your money. It says, but that makes sense. But hunting, you know, ad shalei nitshma ha'truma. That's only if they find out the money was lost before the gizbo was nitrim the truma, which we said they would have to reimburse the money. But misha nitra mura kachim shenachar achrisam ninu. But if they already were tarim the truma when you found out the money was lost, in which case we said you don't have to pay shkolam a second time, which means that this money has no financial effect upon you. Even Reb Shimon would agree this is considered regular kachim, and you don't have to make a shvua. This sanya. Tarman ala Ovid, when they take the truma from the truma salishka, it's on money that was lost that you were unaware of. Vala gavoy, money that was collected had not yet made it to the base of Mikdash. Vala also ligbais, and even money that's on the way that's going to be collected later, that also they have in mind. But that's only if they didn't know yet. If they know it was gone and they know the money's not coming, then you'd have to reimburse it again. And that's one of the cases in the Mishnah. And in that case, of course, Reb Shimon would say, that you would not make a, in this case where it was lost afterwards, you would not have to make a shvua. So that teretz does not work. Elam Rabbi Lazar is a third teretz, possibility. Shvua zu takonas chachamim hi. The truth is, you're right. When you're a shomer on things of kodshim, you don't have to make a shvua. Mishra said, we learned it out from the psukim, klal prat klal, you do not, it says achicha, therefore all dinei shomerim don't apply to kodshim. But midrabanan it does. Midrabanan Hashem Echina would be chayv to make a shvua, and midrabanan Hashem Echina would be chayv in Gnei Naveda. Shalaya ben Yodim mizalzlim bekdeishes. So we don't want people being mizalzlim, not taking care of Hekdesh properly, and thinking it's not important to take care of Hekdesh properly. Therefore, amazingly, even though the Torah goes out of its way to say that Dinei Shemim does not apply to Kodshim, the Chazal came along and said, no, it does. Midrabanan, at least the times change. We see people being mizalzlim, midrabanan. And it would, and therefore that's the halacha. The Mishnah in Shkolim is talking about a din derabanan of chiyuv shemim, not a din deraisa of chiyuv shemim. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah said, "Noisei socher einai mishalim." We said a noisei socher does not have to pay by these types of items. Rami the Rav Yosef bar Chama the Rabba. So Rav Yosef bar Chama has the following kasha of the Rabba. Tanan, noisei socher einai mishalim. A noisei socher does not have to pay by dinei hektish. Raminri, we have the following braisa. The braisa says as follows: Hasoicher sapara lishmar sapara. If the Beis Hamikdash hires a soicher, a watchman, to watch the paraduma, you have to make sure the paraduma doesn't get a mum. You have to make sure the paraduma doesn't do any work with it, etc. So they're paying someone to watch the paraduma. Or lishmar satinek. We know the halacha is the Gemara and Yuma explained that the paraduma they did some interesting things with. We know the paraduma that we had all machlekes with the tztukim, whether a tful yom is mutter to do a paraduma or not. We said it is. They said it's not. They were more machmer. So we were mezalzel in dinei tumah v'taira, and we were dafka mitame the koyin that was going to be doing the paraduma to make him a tful yom on purpose. To avoid then people thinking that Dinei Tumah V'Taira is not important, we went crazy out of our way to be machmir all other Dinei Tumah V'Taira to the point where we would have mothers give birth to babies on an area in Yerushalayim that was covered over with a certain type of dome. So no Tumah could come on to these children, and these children were raised by Kedusha V'Taira, never to become Tumah their whole lives until their Bar Mitzvah, and then they would be the ones who would be Isaac in the Paraduma. So now, the mother needs to, you know, go out to work or something like that. Who's watching the kids? So they would, the Beis HaMikdash would hire babysitters. They would have a babysitter to watch these children. They were getting paid for the money of Hekdesh. And Lishmar Es Hazroyim. There's also twice a year where they have to watch the crops that are growing. Rashi is either it's the crops for the Karban Omer, like we discussed, or on a year of, and they want to make sure that it's going to be available, or on a year of Shemitah, where everything growing with Shemitah and Svichim, we said you're allowed to use the Omer from Svichim that you're allowed to do. It's only the Drabbanan, but you have to make sure no one takes it and no one uses it. Taisus discusses how can you watch things of Shemitah, they're Hefker, it's Asa to watch them. Taisus discusses that point. But for our kasha, what we see over here is the Beis HaMikdash was hiring these workers. Now the Mishnah continues. Ein noislem schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire these babysitters or these cow sitters or these crop sitters to work on Shabbos. You're not allowed to work on Shabbos and get paid. The fikach ein achray Shabbos alav. And therefore, since they're not getting paid on Shabbos, if they volunteer to do it, that's fine. But if something happens, they're not going to be chayev because they weren't getting paid as a shomer sachar to work on Shabbos. But hoya sachir Shabbos, if they were getting paid for the whole week. So we have a deal like havla, where if you're getting paid for the whole week, you could actually work on Shabbos as well. Or sechir chodesh, where if you're getting paid for the month. Or sechir shana, you're getting paid for the whole year, in which case you're chayev on Shabbos. Or sechir shvua, you get paid for the whole Shemitah, you get a real long-term job over there. So nice sechir Shabbos, then you would be ke'ilu being paid for Shabbos. And the fikach achraya Shabbos alav. And therefore, you're going to be responsible if any sort of pshia or anything happens, get even aved, etc., on Shabbos or anything on Yontif, etc. So what do we see? We see over here we're talking about Kachim. It's Paraduma. We see we're talking about these kids, but the Paraduma for sure is Kachim. Someone's being paid from Kachim money to watch it. According to everything we just said, Hashem Mesachar is going to be Potter and going to have an Aveda. There is no Din Shemrim. And we see over here, the Mishnah is talking about, are you Chayav on Shabbos? Are you not Chayav on Shabbos? What are you being Chayav for? So, my love, L'shalim. So, L'chayav over here, we're talking about, is the Shemrim responsible to reimburse the Beis HaMikdash if something happens at a Paraduma? That would be a really serious reimbursement you'd have to do over there for a Paraduma. But you see, responsible. So my lord, lahafsit schar. No, maybe an economy, he really would never be responsible to pay back, because remember, a shayv shachar we said is not chayiv ganeim aveda by dinei kodshim. Over here, the question is, he wants to collect his wages, like the previous gemara. So the miyachi reish liktoni ena chayiv Shabbos lov. He said he's not responsible on Shabbos. Hachi nami lahafsit schar. That's also referring to losing his wages. Miyislay schar Shabbos. He's not getting paid for Shabbos in the reisha. Vakatani ein gavilay schar Shabbos. You're not going to pay him per day for Shabbos. So in the ratio, we're clearly not talking about him making a shvuah or him being responsible to collect his wages. We're talking about his being responsible to reimburse Hegdish. So we're back to Arkasha. How could you be chayv as a Shem HaSachar to reimburse Hegdish? We said Dinei Shemim don't apply to Hegdish. So Ishtek, he didn't answer. I'm like, Midi Shmila Chabad, did you hear any pshat? I'm like, yes. Even though we said that when you're watching something of Hegdish, or you're watching a field, or you're watching Shtaris, or you're watching Avodim, Dine Shmira don't apply. But if you agree to make a deal that the Dine Shmira should apply, and you make a kinyan to solidify that is chayvus, then in a chami you'd be responsible. So the Torah says if you're a Shem HaSachar on Karka, if you're a Shem HaSachar on Hegdish, stam, then you don't have Dinei Shmira and a Chanami. But if you make a Kenyan to be Mechayev yourself in Dinei Shmira Afal Pikein, then in a Chanami you're going to be Chayev. And that's what this price is talking about. B'chenem Rabbi Yechanan, b'shekonu miyodos, you made a Kenyan to be Mechayev yourself in a Shvua, and to be Mechayev yourself in the money, then in a Chanami you would be responsible. We mentioned, and we just talked about it, Rav Shimon said, Rav Shimon said, the that which we said, Dinei Aino, etc., Dinei Shmira, etc., do not apply to Kachim. That's only by Kachim that you're not responsible for. But it's Kachim that you're responsible for, and if something happens, you'd have to replace them. It's considered like yours. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba. So he linked over a brisa in front of Yitzchak, and he said the following statement, which is very cryptic. He said, Kachim Shechayiv Bachriusam, if it's Kachim that you're Chayiv Bachriusam, Chayiv, you're going to be responsible to make a shvua, and Dinei Aino would apply. Ani kore behem b'Hashem v'kichish. The pasuk says, "Nefesh kisechato amol amol b'Hashem." If you use something of hegdish, or you make a shvua, v'kichish b'amisay, and you make a shvua against somebody, b'pikadon b'pesuma shiara b'gezel or eishek es amisay. So we darshan over here. It says in the beginning, "Nefesh kisechato amol amol b'Hashem." You did something against Hashem, which means you made a false shvua, v'kichish b'amisay, and then you went against your friend. You denied money you owed to a friend. So he says in the brayso over here, if it's kachim shechayv b'rishon, you're going to be chayiv because it's called b'Hashem v'kichesh. That doesn't make any sense, right? Because b'Hashem v'kichesh is telling you that it's not going to be considered yours. It's considered Hashem's. Hold on. V'she'en rechayv b'rishon, if it's something that you're not responsible for, you're putter on dinei na and dinei shvua. Shani karben b'amisa v'kichesh. That's called b'amisa. So I'm like klapa d'alaya. Makes the opposite sense. Ipcha mestabra. It's the opposite, right? If you're chayv b'achriuson, then it's considered your friend. It's considered yours. If you're not chayv b'achriuson, it's considered Hashem's. And if it's Hashem's, there's no shvua. And if it's yours, then it is a shvua. It's the opposite. So Amalei Isayma, should I get rid of this brisa? Maybe the brisa is wrong. Amalei, no. Hachi kamer. You read it the right. Read it the wrong way. Kachim shechayv b'achriuson. In which case, it's considered like it's yours because you're responsible for it. Chayev di israbi mi b'Hashem v'kichesh. From the fact that the Torah says the word Hashem next to the word v'kichesh extra, we learn out that even though normally when it belongs to kachim, you're not responsible, but sometimes you are if it's something that you have a financial interest in. If it's kachim, but you have a financial interest, then the extra pasuk of Hashem v'kichesh says that you are going to make a shvua there, and the opposite. V'shein echayv b'achriuson. And Potter, even though normally it's considered somewhat yours, but the pasuk says if it's kachim and it's not really yours, even though you are makdish and you get a kapar for it, but it's not really yours, you're not responsible for it, then it says amita v'kachish says no, then you're not going to make a shvu in this case because it's not really yours, it's really kachim. So we're using the psukim as ribuy and miut on opposite sides of the spectrum, but we come out with the same halacha as upshim. The last halacha we learned in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said not only does Dini Aynon not apply to Hegdish and to Karka and to Shtaris and to Avonim, but other things as well. So Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Afameicher Sefer Torah, Magalit, some sort of jewel, Ubehema, and an animal, Ein Lam Aynon. Why not? Tatani Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Afameicher Sefer Torah, Ein Lam Aynon, Lefisha Ein Ketz Ledomeho. The answer is because no fixed price. Sefer Torah, you pay unlimited amount of money for it. Depends. We see nowadays, right? Sefer Torah is a lot of money. There's no ketz to the money. If there's no ketz to the money, then it's not considered a fixed price. If it's not a fixed price, you can't have Dinei Na. Dinei Na only apply by something which has a fixed price. Behema Magrelis and them I know. There also there's no fixed price. They should other rights a zavgon. This is very interesting. Allah is saying. He's saying by an animal, if you have a very strong animal, and normally animals pull the agala or they pull the plow in pairs, so you have to match them up. The animals have to be appropriate one for the other to be able to work together. So if you have an animal, you have a zug of animals, you have a pair of animals, one dies, you need to replace it. So you go to the market and you want to buy. You're willing to pay a lot more money than the second animal's worth because you need to have a matching animal. And the same thing with a pair of earrings. If you lose one of the earrings, it's not helpful. So you need to go find the second one. It's got to match. So if it's got to match, don't tell me I need to pay the regular price in the shuk. I'll pay anything I need to because I need to have a match. Amrulai, the Chum said back to Yehuda, for like kol adam reitzel zavgan. Everything people want to have matching things. You want to buy a couch for your living room, you want to make sure it matches the color scheme that you have, so you're going to pay extra. Torah says, too bad. Torah says there's a fixed price, it's a fixed price. We don't take into account that you're willing to pay more or not. Yehuda says, no, hani chashiv, imani le chashiv. Yehuda says, you're right. Obviously, in a pure capitalistic society, there's no such thing as a fixed price, right? Everything just is what it is. Whatever you're willing to pay for it, that's the prices. Yehuda says, no, we look at different things. We look at what's chashiv, and certain things you're more interested in matching it up, so you're willing to pay more, certain things not. The ad kama, even according to Yehuda, does that mean you could charge whatever you want for a pair of earrings or whatever, for one? I remember ad kadei demam. Remember, it says, no. Remember, in the pair of earrings, you lost one. So you go buy the second one. You're not going to pay more than 100% of what it's worth, because if you are, just buy a new set. Right? If you're not going to pay more than 100% of what the second animal's worth, because why do that? Just buy a new pair of animals. So you're never going to pay more than 100%. So ad kadei demam, up to double, you'd pay more than double, even if you didn't agree now. Tanya, you didn't say, Reimer, there's other examples of this. If you're selling tanks, jeeps, or modern-day warfare, or swords, whatever it is they used to use. Rashi says this titum is a shield and a war. Also in the Midah. Over there, right, we have these people who make money on war. What are they called? There's a special name for them. People who like sell arms during war. No, there's a fancier name for that. Let me show you. So people who take advantage of the market when countries are at war and they sell stuff for war for a super high price. So in that case also, there would be no din ayna, because again, the market is what it is in those situations. Ad kan dine ayna's moment, says the Mishnah. Kishem shayna b'mekeh chumemker, like we talked about pricing and changing. Kach ayna b'dvarim. We have the same idea of ayna when it comes to words, when it comes to talking negatively about someone. It's not clear anywhere. I spent a bunch of time with my son yesterday, Ephraim, trying to understand what the word ayna means. What is the actual definition of the word? Because we're now using that word in terms of money, and we're also using that word in terms of insulting somebody and talking negatively about someone. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. So some of Freshim say it just means sire someone, causing pain, etc. And therefore you could do it financially or you could do it through words. He showed me the moral and the Chush Chedush HaGod. This is a very nice pshat. He says, Ona means devaluing, as we've been saying. When you talk negatively about someone, you're devaluing them. If you're going to say something bad about someone, you're going to make fun of their background, their history, their yichus, as we'll see in the Gemara, you're telling them they're worth nothing. And therefore, that's the combination of the word or no in terms of financially cheating somebody and insulting them is that same set of word. Says more examples, says the Mishnah. Lo yomer lebekama chefet zevo ene reitzel ikach. Don't go into a store and start negotiating with someone and you have no intention of buying it. That means, as the way the moral is saying it, you're not taking the person seriously. Right? You're wasting his time. And you wait. Now, obviously, in some store environments, they want you to come in. They want, you know, they figure they'll be a better salesman than you'll be mitchamek from them. But in general, you should not go in if you're going to a fancy store. You obviously cannot afford what they're selling there. So again, nowadays maybe it's slightly different, but there are situations where the people clearly don't want you in that store unless you're actually interested in buying it. If you do that, it's oinah, says the Mishnah. Am I a Baal Tshuva? If you go to someone who's a Baal Tshuva, who Baruch Hashem was chayzer b'tshuva, lo yermelei zichar masecha v'shainim. Don't start making talking about, oh, I remember, I heard stories about you before your bar mitzvah, I heard stories of you before your chayzer b'tshuva, you did this aver, that aver. That's not taking the person seriously. Am I a ben gerim? Not only is it applied to what he did, but if the guy's a ger, maybe he was a guy when he was very young. Lo yermelei zichar masecha v'secha. I heard your father used to do averes. Even that. Shenemar v'ger lo by a ger, it's much worse. We'll see b'am shechta. So tomorrow, by a ger, there's many lavim in the Torah of talking badly about a ger. But even by not a ger, you have the regular din of aino. Tanarabon. Loisainu ish esamisa. The pasuk says after all these psukim we talked about, loisimkru memkar lamisecha v'karam yanamisecha. At the end of the parasha, it says another pasuk. Loisainu ish esamisa v'reisam elekecha keini Hashem lekechem. So there's 2 points here. A, why is it repeated? Kisainu. We already said before there's an issue of aino. And why is this pasuk say v'reisam elekecha? The regular pasuk about cheating financially does not say v'reisam elekecha. Says the brayso. The Torah is adding on here, causing someone pain through words or devaluing them through words. How do you know? And maybe it's another lav for whatever reason. Whatever he said at the beginning of the parasha in pasuk Yudalit about sale and cheating, that pasuk we already know is talking about financial loss. What's this extra pasuk in pasuk Yudzayim? We're talking over here where you're when you're causing this type of pain with words. Okay, it's that. Now, the Mefarshim even go so far as to discuss, is this a real lav? Would you get malchus for such a lav if you did a mice to it? It's a serious lav. It's just like you would never cheat someone and steal from someone. The halacha of Einas Dvarim is the same. It's not just, this is not a gadda to Gemara. Okay, this is halacha Gemara. It's Einas Dvarim, it's a Mishnah. You're not allowed to do these things. A lav in the Torah like stealing. Okay, it's an amaya about tshuva. Al yarmelis chamasecha rishonim. Amaya ben gerim. Al yarmelis chamasecha vasecha. Amaya ger. If a person's a ger, bolu my tira, it comes to the shir to learn. Al yarmelai. Pesh shachal novels, or chafer shkatzer mosin, bolu my tira. How do you come learn? You ate McDonald's last week, and now you're a guy. Chas v'shalom, you can't say such a thing. Tira shenemer pia gvura. Or, listen to this one. Amaya yisurin barilov. You see someone who's nebuch. Yisurin, the proper thing is give him the chama, you try to help him out, whatever. What do you say? You pretend you're the friends of Eve. Mayachalayim b'ayna love, he had illnesses, and Shayim Mekavar, his brother of Nebuch, his children died. Al yomer le'kedeh Shayim le'chaver le'Eve. Don't learn from the Eve's friends. Eve's friend said, Halo yirasecha, kislasecha, tikvasecha, v'tayim du'achecha. They said to Eve, it must be because you're averus, it must be because you're not a good person. If you were a good person, this would never would have happened. Now obviously, a Rav can do such a thing with a person. Tomorrow's full with examples where the Rabbanim asked each other, what aver did you do? And if you do it in a serious fashion, fine, but don't just start accusing the guy of doing averes. Zuchar na mihu naki avod avod ve'efa yisharam nechadu. That's the end of the pasuk. So that's what the friends of Eeyah said to Eeyah. You should not say such a thing. That does not help the person at all. Amayir chamar mevakshin tfuah. Let's say you have people come to town with animals and they need food. So they say, do you know where we can buy some animal food? Go to that guy, he sells tefuah. You know he doesn't have such a store. He's running a pizza store, and the guy comes in, do you have any hay for my animals? So in that case, you're being mitzar both sides. You're being mitzar, the owner of the animal who's looking for food for his animals, running around town, can't find food. And you're mitzar the pizza store guy, who now people are coming in all day asking him for tefuah for their animals. You have to be careful. Like in a Mishnah. Don't go in and start negotiating and looking at a mekach if you don't really want to buy it. This is something, and this is what we're saying about all these things. All these things are things that you could easily say, I didn't mean that. What are you talking about? Of course I was interested. I didn't mean to be sorry. You could always say that you were fine. These things are only in your heart. Yeah. That's the whole point. This is the whole point of Zohar. Look in Rashi. Rashi says, but 15 lines up. Shreidavar Masalev, Ulafichach Nemerboy. That's why the Pasuk says specifically over here, Vireisam Echa. Hai, Shahare, Litain Tam. It's explaining the reason, Rashi says. Lomar Nemerboy, Yereisa, Yira. Nakalei Vachikamer. Shrei Kola Dvar Malonu. Ain Tevos and Rasa Masurin Lahakir. Ella Libe Shalaisa. You go, I didn't mean it. What are you talking? I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it at all. No. Who Yodeim Lahakil Makakalis. Only you know if you had good intentions or if you're really trying to cause tsar. Vyokhlu Lemela Sitikim Lataiva. He says, Sovashe Shatua. I didn't know. Therefore, the Torah says, Vyoresim Elekecha. Because Bochu knows what your real intention is. And if you're Mechavel Lataiv, fine. But if you're not, Rabbanashalm, Chatz Vashalm will take care of business. Amar Biachem Mishum Mishum Bayachoi. Godoinos Dvar Meinos Momen. It's actually worse. Shazen Nemer by Yeresim Elekecha. Vizel Nemer Yeresim Elekecha. He said, the race of the Kecha is more like on the Einish side of it. Kosh Bochu says, I'm watching out for this one. You should be afraid of a Kosh Bochu. Rabbi Lazar Eimer, Zebe Gufa, Zebe Mwine. He said, if you think about it, Einos Momen is a financial issue. Einos Dvarim is something you do with yourself, your goof. It's actually more chamur, just in that aspect. If you cheat somebody in business, you overcharge them, etc., you can reimburse them. They should be exactly, you can give back the money. When you call someone tsar, you can't reimburse them. So that's much more chamer. On that note, if you embarrass someone, berabim, the Farshim say rabim is just in front of three people, it doesn't have to be a minion or anything like that, just three people, you're murdering him. Mamish murder. It's so much murder that Mefarshim discussed based on the Gemara today and tomorrow. When do you say v'chai behem and when do you say yehorig val yavar? It's mamish murder. I'm going to shopper karmet. And you know what? It makes sense. Techazina le da'azul sunka v'asi chiyura. Right? Tyson explains when a person, you embarrass someone, if you embarrass him not so bad, he turns red, he blushes. When you embarrass him really bad, then we say he turns white. And that means the blood rushes out of his skin, and that's mamish murder. You're taking the blood away from the person. I'm like, by the Rav Dimi, b'marav b'maizi, in Eretz Yisrael. What are they makbid on? Tell me, you came from Eretz Yisrael. What's the big tumult there? What are they all makbid on? I'm like, b'achvuri api, to make sure that they don't turn someone's face white, because it's a serious thing. Damar Rav Chanina, hakol yored de gehenim, everybody goes to gehenim, chutz mishleisha, except for three people. So hold on. Hakol? Everybody goes to gehenim? So anybody who's mechuyif to go to Gehenna, you go to Gehenna for a certain amount of time, it says 12 months, 11 months, whatever it is, you go to Gehenna and then you get out of it. Chutz mishloisha, the three people, sheyardim ve'eino oilim, they never come out of Gehenna, ve'eloin, abaz yishish, obviously one of the big three averes, v'amavu b'nei chavei b'rabim, which we're saying now is mamash on the madrega of Ritzicha. And if it's on the madrega of being mezana with an HSH, it doesn't come out of Gehenna. And if you make up a friend, you call your friend by a name. Why is that any different than the first, second one? Obviously, if you make up a derogatory name for someone, you're embarrassing him. Why is it separate? Even if you didn't make up the name, but it's a derogatory name, and Rashi says over here, if the person has a nickname that everybody uses, then it's not necessarily derogatory. Rashi's mashma, that would not necessarily be an issue. But if it's a derogatory name, and when you use that name, you're mechavin to insult him, even though everybody uses it, that also is on the madrega of these three averis, and a person chas v'shalom could go down to Gehenna and not come up. Okay, good news.